Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. A little morning funk. This start time's for the Serbians. What up and welcome in to another DNVR Nuggets episode of DNBA Show live from Studio Belgrade, which is, where's that? That's Belgrade's in...
Near Longmont?
Oh, no, it's in Serbia. We've been in Serbia all week. We're in a bit of a brain fog. We sent the adults off to go do the morning show. Hopefully you enjoyed them. But come on. Your favorite guys are here to play. I'm joined by D-Line Co.
Guys!
Fellas.
Good morning, Belgrade! Ooh. Let's go, dude. I'm ready.
You feel loose today for some reason?
Loose like a goose, my man.
That's look, he's essentially an internet celebrity in Serbia now. Dev likes himself, Duvalier Johnson.
I like this panel.
Me too. You know,
those guys, they were excited about the morning show. I said, I'm excited about the morning show because it's us three. So we all got what we wanted.
This is the morning show.
We all got what we wanted here.
Your real morning show. We got some great questions from you guys. We're going to do a mailbag episode. Fill in the cracks. Anything you're curious about here with this trip to Serbia, why we're doing it, what we've learned. Some cool questions there. We'll get into it. We're also going to play the hits. Does Dev like... offline, online with D-Line,
maybe
a little compressed version. But first, a little preview for what we've got going on today. Red Star, and it's a match with real implications, as I understand it. We're not going to pretend to be football people up here, but...
Are we soccer people?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're Pidsmen, but we've been getting videos. Dev, have you seen these videos? Are you prepared for what this event's going to be like?
No.
Yeah.
I've got the videos. I am not prepared. I don't know if you can be prepared. Like, you would have to, like, actually pump it into my veins.
That's right.
For us to be prepared with what we're going to see tonight. There's so many people, all diehards. Every single person is diehard. You go to a football game, you know, maybe someone gave you tickets. Maybe you're going as a family or maybe you're on a date or something like that. Nope, none of that. Every single person there feels it. They love it. They want it.
We're good.
They know everything about it. So that's just been so shocking. So shocking to me. And as the videos continue to go in, I'm just like, yes, yes.
Kale, is the audio still there?
Yeah.
Audio. Quick check. We'll do it live.
That's what happens when you have a studio in an apartment. Disaster avoided. Yet, unbelievable, man. One thing people have been telling us before we came out here is the way you guys are sports fans in America, it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
It's not quite
the same. I think that they're calling us like losers.
Like soft
baby men. Yes.
Paperback sports.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's right.
I don't try to, I mentally just like, whenever I get attacked like that, I try to act like it doesn't fit, like phase me.
You're just like, oh, we feel it.
This one, I know for a fact, I am not the type of like sportsman that they are. Like really, the videos have been incredible just coming in. And also, there's rules. there's rules to, you know, where you're sitting, what you have to wear, you know, the things that you can do. One of the rules that I heard was don't look anyone in the eyes.
We've gotten that more than once. That's the same. Those are the same rules you get when you're dealing with a wild animal.
Yeah.
Don't look a tiger in the eyes.
Or
same
on
thing.
Foot in Newark. It's tough.
On foot in Newark, yeah. I've been getting also, and then I didn't even just like, because we get people are DMing us, they're just telling us, you know, try this, come here, blah, blah. But we're getting like, I would say warnings.
Yeah, be careful.
Like,
have fun. Be careful.
Like,
be careful.
Don't wear this. Make sure you, yes, right. So I would say it feels, to use the parlance of our surroundings,
yeah,
mad real.
It does feel mad real. That's accurate. All right, Dev, you're taking the internet by storm here. A new sensation, and it's really highbrow stuff.
I think that's what highbrow people.
It's like high concept.
Oh, I barely understand it, frankly.
Adam asked me if I had a plan for social, and I was like, I have a master plan. It's going to blow your mind. We're going to film Dev trying stuff, and we're going to ask him if he likes it.
Oh, man. Wow.
What an elaborate, like, scheme of things. Like, everything that, first off, like, it's me.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, right. And we didn't think about that. It is you. That's
the part that no one understands. But, like, it's, I'm working here. I'm working here the entire time. Everyone is talking about all the things that they set up, all the things they do. But I'm working at all times. I'm 24/7 out here.
Sure.
It's an important reminder that not everyone can do what we can do. Dev, have you liked your time in Serbia so far?
I've loved my time in Serbia, honestly. When I go on like a trip back home, I'm ready to go home in like 2 days. I'm like, this is done. I'm glad that we still have a couple more days here.
Me too.
Like, that's how excited I am. And I really don't mean that just to like... say it. Yeah, I'm not pandering in that regard. I have not one time has anyone cried about being back home. They want to go back home or anything like that. Like, the entire time, it's just exciting. And also, we have more planned. That's the wildest. We're going to a Red Star game today.
And we're also going to set up a meetup because we know a lot of you have reached out. You're going to be either at the game, near the game, in Belgrade. We will have the details public there as well. At that event, you can look each other in the eyes. You can hang out with each other. You can hug each other if you want.
That's right. I hope to look at somebody else in the eyes.
Eric needs it. He needs it so bad.
The eyes being the window to the soul. I've been told that many times in this trip, it's been unclear whether or not my soul has left my body.
I
need an outside point of view to look into the window of my soul and see if it's still there.
Dev, I want to know, and I think the people watching want to know, what are two or three of the things that you've liked the most?
Oh, Dev likes?
Dev likes.
Dev likes the sightseeing. I truly do. I love the fact that we're getting to truly see Serbia. Everything is new to us. We're wide-eyed around every single corner.
That's true.
Everything we're seeing for the first time, and we're like, wow. Like, look at that. Look at that. Everyone has their own pictures that they're taking that they want to take on forever. There's people, like, back home or people that, you know, that were from here that are, like, having memories. Like, they're looking at our pictures, they're looking at, you know, as we're walking through, and then there's people that are not from here that are forming new memories, like, hey, that looks super cool, what is that? So, like, maybe they want to come on the trip, you know, at some point. Maybe they want to see, you know, the history of it all and know a little bit more. So I think that the sightseeing is number one.
But just quickly, like, we're from the U.S. you know, the United States is 200 years old,
right? This is exactly it.
I've been told Belgrade has been rebuilt 44 times because of war, because of various things that have happened. This is like, I mean, this is like cradle of society stuff. Like, this is like, there are things here that have been around so long that people from the United States have no concept, because when we think of something old, we're thinking of something from the 50s.
That's right. That's exactly it.
We're like, oh, way back then, Elvis Presley was here.
Right. When my dad used to listen to sports radio.
Like, these are, like, we go to places here that have, they're like, this is from the year 1000.
Right. It's true. And that's been, I think that's been a really, the history is so rich, it's almost palpable. And I don't know how much experience you guys have sightseeing going around, particularly Europe, but it's been really cool for me. I haven't gotten to do much of it, so I'm with you on that one.
Yep. Dev likes the knowledge.
Wait, Kale, what's up?
The fun fact here from the comments, the Yellen beer we've been drinking is actually older than the United States.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
I feel like I felt that in my head.
Yeah, that's built into the
hangover somehow. That felt like an ancient evil.
I agree.
That's hilarious. Second up on the Dev Lights is the knowledge. Every single person that we have met who has took us on a tour, who we have encountered along the way, they know everything.
Yeah.
Truly everything. I'm asking some of the dumbest questions.
Oh, we hear them. They are terrible questions. They are embarrassing to us.
Yeah. But guess what? They don't think it's that dumb, and they have an answer for it. And it's like, you know a certain thing, and that's what you know.
Right,
you
for know? Sure.
Right.
They know everything. I can just like point to like a rock, and they're just like, "Yeah, the crazy part about that, they know the year, they know how it came about. They know everything about the the buildings, every single thing. They know the history, which I would have failed every single class out here.
Like the identity pulled from the national the national identity is something here that is just I also cannot relate to. I mean, to be an American, generally speaking, is like you sort of are embarrassed about it. Like you're made to feel embarrassed for reasons that we all understand. Like here it's like they know everything because it's like this rock is them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like all of these things come together to form so much larger than just, it's not just a city, it's like a soul, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. To be Serbian in 2022 means something so much different, and I think just a fuller, richer sort of identity than to be American, for sure. We're not talking about better or worse, it's just
different.
It's just so different. It's something different we can't wrap our heads around.
Last up on the Dev Lights, I mean, it would be silly for me to not love the food.
Oh, my guy Dev loves that food.
The food is good.
Did you actually like the fish stew?
The fish stew I liked. It wasn't like helpings. The highest. Yeah, I had two helpings. I actually did. And that's another thing. Like, there's been my friends back, because they know, I'm telling you, they know that I'm picky about food. They're did you really like that stew? And I'm like, I had seconds. I kept going after I burned the roof of my mouth.
Me too,
That should tell you enough. But, like, really, the food is incredible here. Everything is fresh. Mm. Everything takes 30, 40 minutes to cook because they're truly cooking it. It's not processed food.
Yeah.
It's not microwaved, that we get back home or anything like that. Like, there's been jokes, especially, from the people that kind of don't understand what we're doing out here on Twitter and things like that. And they're just like, do they feed you in America? Do they feed you? Tell me. I mean, trust me. People eat in America.
We
way too much.
Too much.
We eat in America. But it's not like this. It's not trying something new or something for the first time and truly enjoying it. Like, the food has been incredible. And I look forward to, like, every single, dinner that we have. Another night out with the fellas is awesome. But also, like, the food that we're going to take in and they're going to bring it in. It's going to be a whole, it's kind of like performances every single time.
Right.
Like there's food.
I think it, like, to me, the times that I've been in Europe, the things that, like, really stand out, it's a pace of life thing. Mm. In the US, like, we are constantly rushing to get,
fast food.
Have 5 minutes to eat lunch. We got to do this, be here, get, like, here, there's much more emphasis on, sort of the act of living as opposed to just like the act of working.
Right.
The United States, because it is such a young country and because it is in a mode where it's growing, it's creating itself, it's creating a lot of things that the world pulls from, and we're sort of in perpetual motion mode. A place like this that is not establishing anything, like they have established who they are thousands of years ago, and now they're just sort of like living in it, and they're now they know what's good about this place, now they know what is worth spending time with now, and it's just a different frame of mind, which is enviable in many ways, and it's also like for us to come and just sort of be able to drop into that and feel it in the way that we have, it's refreshing, and there's a beauty to it that it's hard to really understate.
And it creates a room to celebrate life, still people working. Life can be hard, life cannot be easy. But one thing I keep hearing from folk out here is they try to make room to celebrate it. And that's a beautiful thing, and something I think that truly is, without trying to just pander to one half of the audience and not the other, that really is something I wish we could start to fold into American culture more and more. And it's been really cool to enjoy.
Yeah, but I mean, just to be clear, like we specifically are working at the bleeding edge of something. Like everything we do, we're figuring it out for the first time. Mm-hmm. It is messy. Kale will step on a cord in the middle. It'll unplug. It's like we do things quick, fast, messy, but we're looking for progress, moving forward. And there's value to that. But it's just, it's nice to be able to have that yin and yang of life and just sort of like come to a place like this where it's so much more heavily emphasized on the other side and be able to appreciate it and be welcomed into it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, you guys just should start walking a little bit slower.
Yeah, that's the one thing. That's the
one of our tour guides had just torn his ACL. Surgeon, sorry. Dev loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Dev likes.
It's just slowed the pace of the whole group. I turn around, I'm like, Dev's walking with that guy, and I don't think it's a concerted effort to stick back with him.
I just wanted to talk to my boy. No, that's I wanted to talk to my boy.
Oh, and the best part is that, like, Dev, you're in a group, and someone will be like, oh, man, should we wait for Dev? I'm like, you don't understand. Dev does not want to be walking with us. Like, if we wait for Dev, he'll slow down even more.
That's a good point. Anything else on that list there? Or should we
not on the Dev likes. We could go to the opposite end of that spectrum.
That's the thing. We like to keep it real, and there's been a lot of pandering done, and we understand. Because we're celebrating each other here.
Oh, so celebratory. By the way, people have noticed you're not wearing shoes or socks again.
I did. I didn't notice that until just now. At least Adam's not here.
He'll never see this.
So, Dev, let's keep it real. What are some of the things you didn't like?
I don't like the fact that we still have not had a McDonald's. No, truly.
We got to try it out.
Really, everyone talks about how the McDonald's is different in every single country, and I would love to see that for myself, truly, because that KFC was so good, so different than what we had. I don't eat KFC.
I would love to slander you for this, but I cannot agree anymore.
It was delicious.
That KFC slapped so hard.
It was so
man.
Good, but like really, like you look at the pictures. The pictures are different. It's different. Every single thing is different. And for whatever reason or another, McDonald's is the one thing that they talk about, like the McDonald's in Switzerland, how good it is, how different, you know, the meat is, the cheese and things like that. Great. And also everything here is so fresh that I would love to have a burger that's just fresh, that's different. Serbian cows probably taste better.
We've done nothing but eat beef this whole time, so you can pull from those experiences.
Different type of cows. But like that truly is one of mine. Another like Dev does not like.
Yeah.
I truly am upset, and it's funny to say because we spend a lot of time at places and, you know, we're going through it all, that we just haven't had, like, more time, like, at the places. Like, not, you know, more, like, more time at the KK Joker, like getting to sit there and truly take it all in. Like I really, you talked about it earlier, you know, before. I don't think we have time to process that whole experience and like really what that was. We were in our element, you know, us three buckets. We're buckets. So we got to sit there.
I'm a buckish.
Yeah, buckish. We got to sit there and shoot and stuff like that.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm not a bucket.
Fine, I'm a bucket.
He is. Dev is a bucket. Yeah.
But like really, like
KFC.
Getting to see like, you know, the whole arena and get a full access tour of what it truly was. Getting to like just I wish we could have just sat and stared longer at the Dreamcatcher. Like just taking that in. Like this is a place that Joker truly loves. He loves it. We got to go to his favorite restaurant. And he truly loves that. And you get to see and make of it what you will, like why he likes it. Think that we all had our own personal reason of why he loves to be in this gym and put his old time into it.
Yeah.
Why he loves to be at the stables and, you know, his love for horses, his favorite restaurant and just like how you had to get to it, where it was, how ducked off it was. Mm. But then it was like beautiful within itself, like just getting more time when we got to sit and do the meet and greet, more time just getting to like talk to people who were just as excited as we were, eager to know about them and, you know, their backstory. There's people that are traveling just like we did, but just to meet us. We're excited to, you know, come to Sombor, come to Serbia, and take it all in. They were excited to meet us because these are people that have seen us every single day, and they felt that connection and get to see it in person, like just getting more time, you know, to say thank you, like truly to them. I think that I wish we had more time for that.
Yeah, there's something about the persistence of time and the way that you just things happen so quickly that never happen again, and then you look back on them for the rest of your life. Like small moments in sports that just happen, and then they echo into eternity. Like going to these places, there was the element of wanting to tread as lightly as possible because we recognized how special it was to be part of it, wanting to spend hours and hours and hours there, but also not wanting to be impolite in a way, like, and just trying to let all of it wash over you and really try and sink in. But it's impossible in a moment. It's absolutely impossible. Like then, you know, and now already just a day or two has gone by, like having it sort of like ruminating on it. Like, did that
really happen?
Did we really just like go to that spot and those dogs came out and were barking at us and that table was there? And then I was shooting baskets and what that couldn't have been real. Like all of that was in one day.
Unreal.
Also, do you guys know where Jokic was last night? Jokic was in a restaurant right next to us.
We did not realize until this morning. We hate ourselves.
We've learned a lot about Serbia. Little quick lesson about Coloradans. We love our Breck beers.
Oh, particularly good segue, at DNVR, bro.
Because they're the official beer of DNVR. You can enjoy those. You can get their seltzers. You can get it at the bar. They're going to be sold there when the bar reopens. Streets are talking. Might be just around the corner. I don't know. We'll see. Well, you can't make it to the bar while it's closed. Check out the Breck Beer Locator. It's one of the best tools on the internet. You tell it where you live. You tell it which beer you want, and it tells you where to go. Sound easy?
That sounds pretty easy.
Works for me. Check out the Breck Beer Locator and just support Breckenridge Brewery, because supporting our partners is one of the best ways to support us. And they've been supporting us really from the jump. So Breck Brew, we love you.
Unfortunately, Breck Brew, not older than the United States. It does not have that over Yellen, but it's still a fantastic beer. It probably will outlast the United States. Would you say?
I think so.
Probably, yeah. Another thing we do in Colorado, we use DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. And we do it because, well, for example, college football's back. And if you want to enjoy the tradition and the fun, you can get in on the game with great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Celebrate the best time of the year with this promo. New customers can bet just $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. You can also play same-game parlays. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. There are so many ways to play, so many ways to win when you're playing with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DNVR. Bet just $5 on college football and get $200 in free bets instantly.
I feel like we have to say college American football.
Yeah.
Just for this show specifically.
To be clear.
The wildest part is you could bet on football out here as well. I'm going to bet on the Red Star game today.
I don't think they have university sports out here.
Like, I know, but sports aren't football. Attached to it's the football, not the university.
Yeah,
to say football here is confusing.
I'm going to call my boy because I did this for the Serbian game. I'm going to call my boy and put in a bet on DraftKings.
Yeah, Dev has a boy. Dev calls a guy.
In Colorado. We're out here in Colorado.
That's code DNVR. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. One per customer. Try not to have boys. $5 deposit and wager $200 as 8 $25 free bets. That's how the payment will be issued out. Restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Dev, anything left on that list of yours there? Anything left you didn't like?
Probably the last things, like, they talked
vote.
About...
Please say vote. Please say vote.
No. They talked about the weather and stuff out here, and it's really rainy today. I am, scared of the fact that we have to go to that the Red Star game in the rain. People are crazier in the rain, and I've already heard about how passionate they are already.
Is this supposed to be raining at game time?
I hope not, because I think that people are going to just be like, you know what, let's get crazier. For the first time since my eighth grade relationship, I'm scared.
Are you going to flush that one out? Or
Actually, let's save that. Yeah. Put a pin in that one.
All right. Well, we love Dev Likes. The people love Dev Likes. We'll see if Dev Likes Red Star. I've got a feeling he's going to. A tradition we're going to bring with us from back home. It's an old one. We used to play offline with, or online with D-Line, excuse me.
You're referring to internet sensation.
Oh, internet sensation.
Absolute ISO, banger
baby.
Of a show.
ISO, baby.
Online with D-Line. Guys, it's been some time. D-Line has been offline in many ways, mostly mentally.
Yeah.
For a long time. But we thought, how appropriate. Today, let's bring back one of the more, I would say, monumental segments that the internet has ever seen. We're going to find out today, guys, what the emoji of the trip has been. Kale, hit that sound if you try that. Emoji of the trip. Now, guys, I don't know if you've ever caught internet sensation online with D-Line before, but this is how this works. You, my esteemed panel, will give me your own suggestions, your own ideas on what you think the perfect emoji to encapsulate this trip has been to this point. I will listen. I will make the decision ultimately to the winner of the emoji of the trip that will be awarded, will be remembered for time. The second that it's awarded, generally it starts trending.
You know, that's right.
And so we'll just go one by one. You'll present your case to me, and ultimately I'll decide the winner. So vote, please. You're up first. What is your suggestion for emoji of the trip?
All right. Sometimes you do just got to pander, fellas. Also, this one's too easy. We're in Serbia. This trip is about Serbia. It's about the people of Serbia. We're learning. We're loving. Give me the flag. Give me the Serbian flag.
Wow, Serbian emoji. Flag. Very, very on the nose.
A little on the nose.
So, I mean, is there more that you'd like to give as for a rationale as to why this should be emoji of the trip?
I think it's pretty obvious and built in on, you know, so I would sum my case up like this. Kale, where are we?
Serbia.
Yeah, we're in Serbia.
Yeah. Wow, that is airtight logic. It's hard to argue with it. I don't really know if anybody can top that.
Right.
It seems like literally the perfect emoji for emoji of the trip. Dev, what is your nominee for emoji of the trip, please?
Well, I truly do love the fact that he feels that we're in Serbia.
Congratulations. Great. Congratulations. I mean, such insight.
On second up. I mean, runner up is like a place to be. Mine's is going to be the home emoji.
Home emoji.
Wow.
We're not in Serbia, you guys. I'm at home.
Wow.
I am a man of the people.
Hang on.
I am for the people.
Wow.
I'm here with my people, and that's you. We're all at home. We're giving you a taste of a home that's not from your regular home, and we're taking it all in. You guys are here with us. We're for the people. We're by the people. FUBU, if you will.
That's wow. These are two fantastic suggestions for
people. Loved that one.
Oh,
the only
issue with it is that they're not deciding.
That's right.
You're trying to convince me.
This is where this game gets tricky. A fair and impartial judge.
So home emoji. Okay, home emoji for Dev because he feels home. Serbian flag emoji because Brendan recognizes that we're in the country of Serbia.
Correct.
Yeah. Kale, what is my nominee for emoji of the trip? My nominee for emoji of the trip is the pregnant/swollen man. Why? I think a collective we have all gained minimum. I mean, I think we have to put this into the metric system. 15 kilos. What are we thinking here, fellas? How have we all expanded on this trip beyond our minds physically?
Yeah, in America, there's a thing called freshman 15.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a called a hashtag dad bod.
Yeah. Dad bod, yes.
Or swollen man. And you put that all into, like, together. You're dead on. We've been not turning down any type of food.
No, turned down for what?
Dev likes all the food and continues to do it. Like, I'm missing breakfast, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make up for it at dinner. I'm going to make up for it at lunch.
That's right.
So
things like that. So You're dead on.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, the greatest part about that emoji is that that's a brand new emoji. It's meant to represent something much more progressive than the way that I'm using it. But I'm just calling it the swollen man because I see myself in this emoji. And frankly, I see you, Brendan Vogt, in that emoji.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you. I brought my most Top Gun shirt. It's a quarter button down. You guys know how I do. One of the green ones. I couldn't get it on. I couldn't get it on.
Is that bad? Man. No, that's the worst thing is that when there's like you can tell yourself whatever you want to tell yourself about whatever you want to tell yourself.
Yeah.
There are certain things that physically do not allow you to lie to yourself. Like when something you brought no longer fits.
Like, did the heat shrink it in the suitcase?
Yeah. Apparently Dev can talk himself. Yes. Kale, all right, so this is tough. This is very, very tough. I've heard your arguments. I've heard the rationale. Kale, what is the emoji of the trip? Drum roll, please. The emoji of the trip is the swollen man. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. I thought absolutely the sentiment that Dev came out with, the love, the outpouring of love I saw in the chat, I was positive was going to carry over into the deliberation. Serbian flag, so obviously the emoji of the trip. We've all used it 100 times.
That's right.
Tweeting. But swollen man comes out from the behind.
This is incredible, folks. Dude, and just a little backstory, just so everyone knows. Eric's actually never lost. He's actually never lost emoji.
You're undefeated at this?
People say that I'm intuitive to a fault. Yeah. I see things other people don't see. I sense things the way that others don't sense them. You guys get caught up in obvious storylines. Brendan Vogt looks around at the flag that he sees literally everywhere. He thinks that's an important thing. Me, I dig a little deeper. I understand that it's about what the fellas are putting into the fellas that make what the trip is all about. So the swollen man, unbelievably. Man. So I imagine that's trending right now. Let's check. Yep, there it is. That was what a great segment.
Goodness.
Wow, thank you so much. Eric, just so you know, that's only one part of Online with Dila.
Oh, you mean internet sensation? Online with
Dila. Oh, man. I don't know why. I willingly put this into the show.
Yeah, this was your idea.
I planned the show. That was such a dumb idea. All right, we're approaching the next break, but we're not there yet. We're not there yet. And so let's get into it. You asked, we want to answer. It's a mailbag episode.
Oh.
Fellas, this first question comes to us from Kat, Angelicat. Top favorite dish you've had so far. Also, have you tried the pizza or the homemade pancakes? Probably a bit different than what you get in America.
Okay.
We passed a lot of pizza parlors. Harrison really wanted a pizza yesterday.
He did.
He truly wanted a pizza yesterday, and I should have went with
him. So, yeah, this is the thing, is that I think that all of us are, lowbrow.
That's right.
I like meat of the street. I like eat of the street. I like when you get the food of the people, the proletariat food, like the pizzas, the hot dogs in New York. But we've been shown such high level hospitality that the red carpet has been rolled out for us. And so we are getting the absolute best of the best. And so we've not had the opportunity to have like just regular food. I want to try the pizza here. I want to try the McDonald's here. Mm-hmm. I want to try these things. We haven't had it yet. But what is your favorite dish to this point?
I think I'm still hung up on the fact that there was that mashed potatoes.
Dude.
Oh, at Ambar.
It was mashed potatoes with the pulled pork on it with like coleslaw
on top with cabbage on top.
That one got me. We actually walked past Ambar to eat what we ate last night, which was extremely good.
Yeah.
But I had like a...
You couldn't get past it.
I turned on my UAV. You know, it was an advanced UAV to my right. And it let me know.
That's a video game reference. Right.
It let me know like where the spot was, the way where they were coming Dex from.
Going
that
through
was
withdrawal.
So, the craziest thing is we went to a restaurant last night that we all really liked. But it turned out it didn't have the dish that you love the most, which was one restaurant away. And it didn't have the two-time MVP of the league, which was other direction. We were in the right place in the exact wrong place.
That place, I mean, that food was, that was my favorite meal for sure.
Oh, no question. But I mean, like, so I wish we knew what that was called. I think my favorite dish that I've had has been, If I'm being real, can I be real?
Yeah.
Is this a safe space?
Yeah, no. No one's watching, on the right? Internet.
I already know. KSA.
I'm not that real. Oh. No. That goddamn fried pork fat, like, we keep having it.
Really?
I mean, like, just little bits. It's not a meal, but, like, I don't know. There's something about it. I'm like, this is so unbelievably indulgent. Mm. And, like, I shouldn't be eating this. But then, like, you eat one, you're like, oh, man, that was
pretty good.
Well, yeah, I have finished it every single time.
Every time.
It's like extra, like a potato chips. Like, you know, super good potato chips.
Yeah, I would have to say, oof, I like just about all of it.
No, come yeah. on.
That's why you're swollen.
That's
man.
Why you picked that's the Serbian flag as your, you can't, the man can't commit to an idea.
No, it was the fish stew. It was the fish
for
stew
real.
In Sombor. I loved it. It was awesome. Also, I love, I romanticize things. So being on the river in Sombor, the fish stew that I know Jokic himself loves, the experience added to the flavor of the food for me, although the food was plenty flavorful on its own. Lycos wants to know if anyone other than me has tried the homemade rakia. And
yes.
If he's a better driver than Miroslav. That one's for Dev.
Yes. I was in the car with, you know, Lycos, and Dev likes.
Mm.
First off, Lycos is, I truly believe, the nicest guy I've ever met.
This guy
like,
rules.
Just super genuine person.
We haven't met?
No, I said what I said. I don't get that part. He's super nice. He's been bringing us, you know, like, he's been bringing us the essential things. Like, hey, I knew you were not going to be able to make it off of the plane. Let's get you an energy drink.
Right.
I knew you needed some water because you had too much rakia, Def. I'm going to get you some water. Here goes a homemade. And also with the rakia, every single rakia we get comes with a cool story of where it came
exactly.
from. And yep. who made it and things like that. This came from his grandma. So I had to try it for grandmama. I had to try it.
That's right.
And it was good. Like, really, the homemade rakias, like, are truly better to me than the bottled ones, you know, that we
But yeah, but has anyone but vote yet? We've had almost exclusively. That's we have all had so much rakia out of so many plastic bottles that used to hold other liquids.
But Lycos' stuff, which I believe his grandfather or grandmother made, it's delicious. We're enjoying it. Thank you, brother, for the gift. So many gifts from all of you, and we appreciate it. Do want to remind you, for those of you that are new friends, we do this show 5 times a week. It's a Nugget show. We're in Serbia right now. We're talking
about... Have we mentioned the Nuggets?
No, that's what I want to say. It's deep off season. This stuff is cooler. We are in Serbia, so we're going to talk about the trip. But when we get back home, we're back into Nuggets mode. Eric is the designer at DNVR, among many other things. And really one of the big reasons the company is here and thriving. And so he has his fingerprints all over the visual identity of the company, and he's on the show with us every day. The rest of us are credentialed. We cover the Nuggets. We talk to the team. And so check us out. Check our coverage out. We appreciate the love so far. One of the best ways to check us out is with Ivaka TV, who also is a very, very, very big part of the reason that we're here right now.
Oh, yes.
Very big part of the reason that we're here right now. You can see the hat right there. Ivaka TV is the new GOAT in Colorado sports. It's hard for Serbians to watch the Nuggets. They got to stay up late. I'm sure they got to stream. It shouldn't be that hard for Coloradans, but it has been, thanks to the slap fight from the billionaire class. Super cool stuff. But with Ivaka, you can turn your home into the ultimate game viewing zone. You can even stream your teams from your phone, laptop, or tablet when you're on the go. It's only $25 a month plus a $5 receiver fee. Right now, Colorado sports fans get $10 off per month for your first 3 months. And you're going to get your Avs, your Stanley Cup champion Avs. You're going to get the Nuggets. You're going to get your Colorado sports teams back on your TV. Because I honestly believe, as tax-paying Denverites, you're entitled to that. You should be able to watch this team. So, but you can. You can with Ivaka TV. And you can watch us, the DNVR channel, and keep your eyes peeled on Ivaka if you're not a member yet. If you haven't signed up, a reason you might want to sign up with Ivaka is that our big feature video on this entire trip, as we take ourselves through what we've learned, what we've seen, that will air exclusively on Ivaka TV at first. So sign up and watch it there and watch your Nuggets there. You go to ivaka.tv/Colorado10. That's ivaka.tv/Colorado10. No contracts, no catches. Ivaka TV is made for champions of the room of watching sports on your couch.
I'm a champion.
You're really good at that.
Emoji of the week.
Yeah.
Emoji right. of the trip.
26 straight years.
It's pretty crazy.
Hey, winners win. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
shooters shoot, winners win.
We do.
Nuggets fans, you're home for Denver sports coverage. That's us, guys.
Let's go.
Is partnering with a leader in sports merchandise and collectibles. That's FOCO. The DNVR team has teamed up with FOCO to secure your access to the best collectibles and gear around. Celebrate the Nuggets back-to-back MVP with this newly released Nikola Jokic MVP bobblehead, or find your fandom with FOCO's other officially licensed Nuggets gear. Check out their gear and merch for other Denver sports teams, including the new Rocky City Connect bobbleheads. I'm going to be honest, the Jokic one is probably a better sell.
Let's focus on
the Head over to FOCO.com and click the link below the YouTube description for all non-presale items. Use the promo code DNVR for 10% off. Shout out DNVR Rockies. I miss you guys. We're back.
Oh, I missed us.
We bike.
Let's go. We should bike.
Yeah.
It would help with the swollen
go
man
for a
syndrome.
Jog, like time. Yog.
Yeah, it would help. It would help.
You can call me Matt wants to know. Will you come to Serbia on a vacation? The fellas are back from the morning show. We're podcasting with the fellas.
Back. Hey, the boys are back in town.
Give me the beat, boys. Free my soul. All right, they're back. They were on the morning show. If you missed it, I don't know how you watched that after the fact. I'm sure you could maybe. There's an app. But we'll put some pictures out and all of that. Fellas. Dev, you're going to get your own question from Matt. But Eric, Matt wants to know, will we ever come to Serbia on a vacation?
Yes.
Does this count? I know we're working, but does this count?
I mean, the question is that now that you found something that you really enjoy, will you enjoy it again?
Yeah.
It's like you drink orange juice. You're like, man, that was really good. And you're like, will you drink orange juice again?
You're like, well, I don't know if that's structurally.
It's the same thing.
I don't.
That's a one for one.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Dev, the question is different for you. Would you ever consider going back to the U.S.?
That's such a good question, you know. So many people miss me back there. It's going to be hard. I might consider going back. I truly might consider going back to the United States when our time is up.
We'll have to drag you. Matthew Kimura wants to know, what is the most interesting Serbian custom / tradition you learned that you didn't know before your trip?
For mine, it's taking the time at every single restaurant. You know, like to be around your family, your friends, the people that you know. I think that was a shock for me, especially with how long it takes for them to bring the food out because they're preparing it, and they want you to enjoy like your time. You know, like when I'm back at home, I'm like, hey, you know, let's hurry up. Or as soon as like I get the meal, I'm like, here, I'm ready for the receipt. When I'm done, I want to just leave. So bring me the check and stuff like that. But like here, you take your time. You eat your food, you drink, you got the laughs. When you sit down somewhere, you're there for a couple of hours. Nothing is just quick, you know, and ready to go. You're not going to have dinner and a movie. There's just no way you're going to be able to do that. So it's just like straight on. And I think that, you know, it just makes sense of why people are so close here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, a lot of it is you... and I'm curious, like, how our experience, like, compares to just the average experience of somebody coming here. I mean, people have been so unbelievably welcoming to us. They have been not allowed us to pay for things. They've not allowed us to worry about a single detail. They've been in our messages, offering us experiences, wanting us to be part of everything that's going on, wanting us to see the things that they themselves like are so proud of, and for good reason in the country. It's just I guess I would sum that up by saying like just how unbelievably warm everybody is. Like this is just the warmest reception I've ever received, and I'm including, of course, Christmas at my family's home.
That's right.
Birthdays that I've had. Things
that's like, supposed to be about just
literally every day I show up in the office.
Yeah. Ice Cave Guy, the legendary Ice Cave Guy. Wish you were here, brother. He says, I'll go with the low-hanging fruit and ask Vote. Uh-oh. How was it for him to grab the low-hanging branch to feel like the Joker himself?
Oh, tell him about how low that branch was first.
I think the actual branch has been removed.
I just want to do... Yes. Do you guys think I was going to grab the Jokic branch?
I think it's gone.
He's 7 feet tall.
See, so one thing also that no one's... And I just learned about it being out here is Joker couldn't actually grab the branch. He was on top of a bench. Yeah. And I did not know that until the people that were there, you know, kind of told me. And it's wild. It was just like a group of girls that knew that type of... They're like, he's already on top of that thing. So, like, to have Vote up there, hilarious. That he would have never been able to touch that thing.
No, I tried. I tried.
But how was that experience?
Taking that picture, utterly humiliating.
I'm glad that
the entire restaurant.
If you said anything other than humiliating, I would be like, learn humility.
On the way out,
because that was humiliating for all of us.
I loved it.
I know. No, I mean, we loved it because we weren't doing it. But the whole scene, yeah, you're right. No, listen, you're a hero, but all the same.
On the way out, I yelled, sorry, Americans. Yep. They actually liked that. Dev, whose jumper was broken at Jokic's court? Who channeled their inner Jokic at said court? I assume we're talking KK Joker and not this.
Yeah, I really don't like throwing people under the bus. Yes, you do. D-Line's jumper broke. No ratchet.
You know, I don't have distance.
Yeah, it was too far, and he also is stubborn, so like he didn't want to come closer.
Well,
I
essentially moved in, but it was bad. Listen, it was bad. I don't have that thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have that dog in me, but I have a smaller. Chunkier wiener dog in Sombor. So if I'm closer, I was hitting the shuffles. I was hitting the. If you saw my free throw form, it's beautiful.
If you want to talk about like who might be 6'2" or the ratchet, Ryan Green shocked me. He shocked me as a shooter, and I didn't know how. And also now it makes me feel like dumb about it because he like literally goes to every court and takes shots and things like that, but he actually can shoot, especially like free throws. He like just kept on hitting them in a row. He has great form on the free throws, and also you could just tell he was excited to be around basketball, which it threw me off. I don't know why I'm so shocked about that. So D-Line, Dev no like.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, that's overstated.
Dev likes.
Goddamn Vogt wouldn't even put a shot up because he knew he would get this treatment.
That's all right.
GD Vogt was filming and tweeting everything, and you're welcome, Dev, for that one take we put out for that Does Dev Like This Court? It was not a one take.
Let's pull back the curtain.
Let's pull back the curtain.
Well, I didn't even attack him.
Is Vogt right or die?
Not ride or die.
It was,
hold on, did I make a whole bunch of shots?
Well, first off,
you did make a whole bunch of shots.
First off, ride or die, you just murdered me moments ago.
Yeah, then he decided, like, hey, you're going to murder him, I'm going to murder
you
him.
You murdered me yesterday, I wasn't even on the show. All right, this is a tough one. Mudry Oblak? We'll see. what surprised you the most about Serbia? I want to go first on this one, fellas. I thought they would all be into horses. Some are. That's a Jokic thing. That's a Jokic thing. Not all. Not all. Sombor, excuse me. I thought Sombor would be an equestrian town, but I think that is a particularly Jokic affinity.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know that I thought that necessarily, but the thing that I'm most surprised about, just generally, and we kind of talked about it earlier, is just like to just say it out loud, but just like what Belgrade is, like the in context of the history of the world, and just the, like it's you kind of feel it because, again, like we've been told it's been rebuilt 44 times, and so not everything is perfect. You know, it's sort of like it comes, it falls, and you can feel like it's a living place in that way. It's like it's not like the rest of Western Europe. I don't know how it compares to Eastern Europe and ever been, but like this central part, it's like there's just something so I don't know, the word authentic I've used, but it's I don't know, it mad real.
Mad real.
This place is mad real.
Dave, you got one for that?
I think really I believe that Jokic was a lot different in the way that he thought you know, on a basketball court. And I just really now understand that everybody's IQ is extremely high here. They do things in just different ways. And he's one of them. It's not like he's just one of one. He's one of the man of the people. And you could see it in their everyday life of how high IQ they are and how it, you know, relates to why he is playing and thinking the way that he does. I think that has thrown me off. Got me in a loop.
Apart from the Kafana, do we intend to visit other cultural sites in Serbia? And then someone followed up and said, yeah, the Nikola Tesla Museum, the Church of St. Sava, is that the correct name? And I do believe the latter, we're planning to make a trip and visit. And maybe the former as well, but we're on a tight schedule. Yeah.
It was the intent to visit that the first day, but it was so oppressively hot.
It was insanely hot.
We just
hot. Like,
couldn't make it happen for ourselves.
We do want to hit all that stuff, but we've had a packed schedule, which is a good thing. It's a good problem to have, but we do have to try to keep it moving. Finally, Muji Oblak also asked us, has our view on basketball changed at all, and how?
Dev, you go first on this.
Yes. Like really like the European basketball, like everyone is skilled. Everyone can do everything on the court, and it just makes sense with the high IQ that I was just talking about. They just want to be great at every single thing, where now everything comes easy. They're patient people. They're high IQ people. They're thinking everything through. That it, you know, now makes sense. And also, I'm sure that it's taught to them at such an early age, which is a lot different than, you know, in the United States. If you're over 6 foot, they're going to make you a big man. You're going to learn big man things. You're going to set a screen and roll to the basket, and that's pretty much it. You could tell, you know, out here, everything is so high IQ that they're doing everything and it's for intention. So I do think that being out here just like makes you understand it a little bit more of why they play basketball, that, you know, the way that they do, and why passing is so important, making those type of cuts, being skilled, being able to shoot, dribble, pass, every single thing. So, yes.
Yeah. Like, you know, in the United States, basketball is a big deal. It is, in many ways, like sort of the cradle of basketball. It wasn't invented there, but it is the place that I think it's been, you know, most, I don't know, elevated in a way. But it's not, it doesn't have the same, like, immersive feeling that it does here. Like, there are billboards with children's teams on them. Like, you just see, like, you're aware of basketball a lot more here than you are in the United States. I don't know if you've picked up on this also, but like, I just see a lot of a lot more reference to basketball. For us specifically, talking about the NBA all the time, the NBA, you know, usually gets watered down to the idea of celebrity and a lot of the things that we just absolutely hate about the NBA that you get mired in. The conversation becomes about a lot more than the actual game. Well, hey, what's up, Miroslav? The game itself, and there's just like a purity to it here that I really appreciate. It's about, you know, it's about how it just like really dovetails in with the culture. The identity of everybody here that's interesting. And so it is different. It does feel different, yes.
It's something I think, you know, I haven't been on all these interviews, which is a key part of this as we try to understand the history of Serbian basketball and where Jokic's personal history. And so as we move closer to the end of the week and I see all those interviews, I think my answer to that might I think it'll be easier to reflect on.
Yeah.
But I would say for now, my understanding of Jokic has changed or improved having been to Sombor. Not changed, but to contextualize it, to contextualize the pace, the way he is, the way he goes on about his approach to being a human and a professional is Sombor. It's typically Sombor. It's a slower pace, and it's just a different thing. So having been there and seen that in person and seen some of his spots, I think just to have that context for him is really, really cool. And I'm really excited to learn more about this perspective on basketball and how it might change ours. That's been, in some ways, the beautiful thing of following Jokic's career, even if we were sort of, again, ignorant of the context. He was pushing our understanding of the game forward always and all the time and still does. And so it's just really cool to be here and see how it all began. We can't thank you guys enough for all the questions. Great questions. Again, this reception has been wonderful. From here, we go to Red Star. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I'm excited for that. So there's going to be a lot of fun media coming out today. Another meetup. Again, we will hit that. We'll get those details out later in the day so you know exactly where to meet us and when. Thank you, Serbia. More to come. We're not done yet, fellas. Good stuff. We're out of here.
Guys, Red Star, let's go.
Hi, guys.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.